Hi, and welcome to the Expansive Podcast. My name is Eric Kruger, and it's been a while, and we are happy to be back in your ears, even if it's been a very, very short break. And on the other side, I have my ever elegant co-host, who is now back from Dubai, Mr. John Sane. John, how are you, brother?
Hello, Eric, my man. What's happening, brother man? I am in the farm. My name now is John Farmer Sane, and I'm sitting on the farm. Soon we'll be starting to learn how to drive the tractor, mow the lawn, make some vegetables. Look at that. I don't even know. Grow some vegetables, make some vegetables. Wow, I've got a lot to learn. And boy, has a lot changed.
Great vegan you are.
Yeah, great vegan. Yeah, I know where the vegan section is in the grocery store. But I'm also excited about that, actually, because the vegetables here are obviously grown like directly there. My mom's got an incredible vegetable patch and a fruit garden. So yeah, a lot of exciting things happening here on the farm. But since we've been on air, we have been trying many different things and trying to do as many varied things to try and add value to the world that we're in. And we've had a couple pivots, but I think this podcast really is about our own journey since we've decided or heard Corona is doing to us and the world around us.
Yeah, you know, so we've introduced a couple of new initiatives which we're going to tell the people about. We've obviously been on our own internal journeys as well, of self-reflection and evaluation and trying to understand what the next move is going to be, because it doesn't seem quite that obvious. And I think this journey of ours is actually quite evident of that, in that in one moment we think this is the right move to make, and we do it because we both move very fast, and then we reevaluate and reflect, and we're like, well, actually maybe that wasn't the best move, and we make the next move. And what I want people to actually start thinking about right off the bat here is, all you can do in this time is to make the right move, not the best move. It's just what is right for you at the moment, at this moment. And I've been thinking about decision making a hell of a lot. And, you know, we put a lot of pressure on ourselves to make the best decision. Like, this has to be the one that's going to, you know, change everything for me moving forward. But it doesn't exist. Like, those decisions don't exist. It's just about making the right decision in the moment with the information that you have, driven by the values that you have. And that's all you can do. And if that turns out not to work out the way that you want it to work out, then guess what? You get to make another decision.
You know,
and if that doesn't work out, guess what? You get to make another decision. It's amazing.
Well, you know, I think we are going to talk about the wartime CEO, a series that we're bringing out. But we interviewed Dylan Jury, the CEO of Kilowatt AV. And he was so attuned to his company's culture and values that his decision-making process was so seamless, so quick, and so on mark. And he said in the interview, if this doesn't work, we'll try something else. And I think it's not so much about trying to get the best decision. It's about trying to get your values right. And when you got your values right, the decisions that you make are seamless and immediate. And, you know, my own journey is, I was sitting on the beach in Dubai last Sunday, and I was supposed to be coming to South Africa tomorrow, which is Tuesday. And I was sitting on the beach, and all of a sudden the news started coming in how everything was going into shutdown. And I started thinking to myself, what are the most important things in my life? And I thought, well, health, food, and family have to be the priorities, because nothing else is important. And because I was so clear on my values, I immediately called my travel agent. I put a notice on my lease. I moved my whole life to come and stay on the farm with my family based because of my value system. And I think your value system then determines your decision-making process so much more easy, rather than you trying to be so logical. Maybe make it more heartfelt and say, well, look, in my heart of hearts, this is what really is important to me, and make that decision.
I think that's golden advice. And what you'll typically find, I think, is that we aren't attuned to our values. We don't know what they are. And I've said before that people, you know, we think we know ourselves well, we don't. So if you aren't quite sure what your values are, then number one, it's a good moment to reflect on that. But number two, also just look at what you're doing at the moment. And that's probably a good indication of where your values are, even if you weren't aware of them. There was something that you said that I wanted to pick up on, and it's just slipped my mind now.
Okay.
But anyway, we'll get back to it.
So,
listen, so we've decided to do a few things and experiment and try different things, and also coming from the value for us of adding value to other people. Yes. So tell the listeners a bit about the journey that we've been on since hearing, you know, everything's been happening and what we've been trying to do and how we've been operating.
So I think initially what happened to us, Eric, is we both got a bit of a scare because all of our jobs got cancelled. And what we immediately did was, well, where can we go and get some more income? And so what we did was we took our podcast and we created something called the Expansive Brain Trust, which we put onto a platform called Patreon. And Patreon has a lot of thought leaders that have tribes around them that pay anything from $1 a month to $150 a month to join their tribe. So Eric and I looked at it and we thought, okay, well, look, we'll put all our stuff there at $10 a month. It's not going to break anybody's bank, and we'll put all our thought leadership in there. But then a week later, we realized that this is not a time to make money. This is a time to add value. We don't think that the market is in a place to want to invest right now. We think the market is in shock. And because of the shock, what's needed mostly is not to ask for more money, but to actually add value. Look, there's corporations and organizations that have budgets, and that's something very different. And we are both skilled at what we do. And with those people, we're still charging. But for the majority of people out there, I think the emotional conditioning right now is imperative. And we want to really add as much value to the world around us without charging anything. So we've pivoted out of Patreon without it costing anybody any money and gone back to our podcast. And now we've added a whole bunch of new things because we think the marketplace actually requires them. Why don't you jump in and tell us about those other things?
Yeah, so the very first thing is called Wartime CEO. And there's two CEOs that are always running a business. The one is a peacetime CEO, the one is a wartime CEO. And this really came from something I read from Ben Horowitz. And the wartime CEO has to really step up when there's an existential threat to the organization, when there's a, you know, typically how they talk about it is there's a new competitor that enters the market or something happens in the competitive environment that you have to react to. This is obviously on a completely different level. This is, you know, completely elevated and escalated above that. But the same thing applies. It's all of a sudden you have to step into the role of wartime CEO to protect your business, to protect the people that work for your business, to protect your family. So, I mean, it extends to many different ways. And the conversations that we've been having with CEOs who are in that state of mind and going through this have already shown us, I think, some very interesting things. And I don't want to like tease anything more than that. I want people to listen to the podcast. But it's been really interesting to see how kindness and empathy is actually such a big part of being a wartime CEO. So that's initiative number one, is expect to have once or twice a week a podcast coming out regarding the wartime CEO. And it's a look inside of businesses to see what they are doing, because it's missing. It's the missing part of the conversation from social media. We are all hearing what we're supposed to be doing, but it really helps when you see what people are doing. It gives you permission. It stimulates a bit of your own creative thinking. And I think it's, you know, leading by example. So we've definitely been inspired already. I mean,
yeah. Look, I mean, I think, and to be honest, it was Eric's idea and I loved it. The minute you said it, Eric, I was like, wow, that is such a fantastic idea. And what we've learned so far is that some businesses are being hit harder than others and other businesses are booming. And so now we've had the opportunity to speak to CEOs in the Middle East and in South Africa, and we've got CEO coming from Europe soon. So we've got a bunch of different CEOs with varied stories, which I think is the key here, because some industries like eventing has been totally taken out, and then food business is pumping. So it's nice to see the variations of how people are going about doing this. And so we launch those and we'll put them out twice a week. And we're looking for more CEOs that are doing heroic things. So if you know of any, please drop us a mail, drop us, get in touch with us so we can know and share their stories wide and far.
Perfect. And then the second initiative is the mini or micro masterclasses. And what we're going to be doing for that, you know, we've said for a very long time that on The Expansive, we don't do interviews. It's mainly the conversation between us. But what we really want to do in this time is also to bring some expert knowledge to our audience. So we want to find people who are extremely good at what they do, that might be a little bit out of our wheelhouse, and we want to learn from them, and we also want our audience to learn from them. And so we've had someone who's into remote work. He's already been on. We just interviewed him before we jumped on this podcast. We're going to have Mark, who's going to be speaking to us about happiness. We have someone from the US who's going to be talking to us about fitness. And the idea is concentrated knowledge. You know, we're going to have our conversations every week still. That's going to be ongoing. But in between, we want to bring some, I guess some concentrated knowledge that all of our audience can benefit from, even if it's not specific to our areas of expertise.
Yeah, I think you and I really are specialists in emotional conditioning and in mental fitness, you know, and I think those places we are researching, writing, thinking, speaking. So, you know, we're there. We're thought leaders in that space because of how much effort we've put into it. But I think in today's day and age, right now where we are, we need other specialities. You know, the emotional conditioning is one thing, but when it comes to remote work, which is something everybody now has been thrown into, that speciality is key for us to understand. And fitness, when you're not allowed to go out of your house, what are you doing? And then also even further into emotional conditioning, we've got Mark talking to us about happiness, and we will again find more and more specialists in fields that are more focused and pertaining to now that is going on around us. So again, if you know of anybody that's got incredible skills that can help people, and we want to share this message as far and wide as possible.
Listen, and so what that means for you, if you are an avid listener of this podcast, is that you are probably going to be getting 3 to 4 episodes downloading in your podcast player every single week. And we highly want to encourage you, obviously, to share this with people who are part of your team, part of your leadership. Ultimately, we are trying to get organizations to take the next step. We are trying to help people to recover from what has been a very big shock to the system. And so hopefully, you know, as we share this and as we go through our own process of healing as well, I think with this, we all get to take that next step together, and we all get to create whatever this new future looks like.
Yeah, I love that, you know, and I think our why, our mission and purpose has become so clear through this, and we've been having many chats. I mean, Eric was joking earlier that we're married because, I mean, we're speaking to each other 4 times a day, but I think our mission has become even clearer. Is that we are here to help people expand, even in times of toughness. We're here to help people evolve. And the truth is, we are going through it as well. And I think that's the great thing, is that we are going through this pain, suffering, the death of our future memories. And now we're reinventing and saying, well, look, how much can we buckle down onto adding more value? We need more people to be switching on and getting out of panic state and into creation state. So yeah, so this has really just solidified our mission as even more than before.
I love cool. that. So what we also have is a website that is up and running pretty soon. But in the interim, if you have any questions, if you have any requests, if you want us to do a webinar regarding the things that we are speaking about, please let us know. And the email to send it to is podcast@theexpansive.com. And we'll get that, and we'll be in touch. John, I look forward to the next couple of weeks. It's going to be great. Yes. We have tons of interesting stuff lined up.
Yes.
So I'll chat to you again soon, brother.
Okay, man.
And thank you for today.
Good luck to everybody out there. This is a tough time. Buckle down, reshape, refocus, and recalibrate what you're doing. And we'll be here along the journey with you. Ciao.